In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. July the 28th. It's great to have you along on this Tuesday, everybody. That makes tomorrow Wednesday, of course, or as we in the business and economic journalism profession like to call it, Fed Day. That's a lie. We just call it Wednesday, same as everybody else. But the Federal Reserve is, in point of fact, meeting today and tomorrow, meetings at which the timing of what is widely thought to be an imminent interest rate hike are being discussed. That is, of course, topic A on everybody's list of big economic questions we all want the answer to, because it will signal that the economy is strong enough to take a rate hike. Let me pause here for a minute, though, to note an economic indicator that came out today, a measurement called consumer confidence, which dropped pretty hard this month. Seems the Greek debt crisis and Chinese market woes are making us, the economy participating public, a little bit more pessimistic about things. But are Fed Chair Janet Yellen et al. Thinking about you and me? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
Consumer confidence is one way to measure how we feel about the economy. But when it comes to economists and feelings,
nobody cares! Nobody cares!
Consumer confidence is a low-ranking indicator to policymakers at the Federal Reserve.
Richard DeKayser is an economist for Wells Fargo.
The Fed's primary focus remains on two indicators, the labor market and inflation.
That's because the Fed's legal obligation is to deal with the labor market and inflation. Consumer confidence is often a product of those things, not a predictor. Also, when it comes to feelings about the future,
people tend to often say one thing and do another.
But before you go and get your feelings hurt, consider that
consumers have been excellent predictors of recession.
Lynn Franco is director of economic indicators for the Conference Board, a key source of consumer confidence data. She says detailed data can tell you about regional housing markets or how different income groups think they're doing.
Also, I think consumer confidence is a good measure of consumers' willingness to buy.
Carl Tannenbaum is senior economist at Northern Trust. He says the Fed does pay attention to our feelings on some level.
They're figuratively trying to put their arm around our shoulders and assure us that what they're doing will be something that pleases us all.
So consumer confidence can be a sign of how well we feel the Fed is doing its job. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
I've met her. She's a very nice person. I think Janet Yellen probably does care, in point of fact.